Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
To inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. This is Business Rockstars, and I have two rock stars today. We've got Kendra Colehand and Jess Zeno. They're the co-founders of KidWork. Thank you so much for being here, ladies.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah.
And you guys are in a really unique stage of your business because you're in pre-launch stage. So we're going to talk a lot about that. But first, tell me, what is KidWork?
KidWork, So KidWork is a shared member workspace with on-site childcare for the professional parent. So essentially think that community where a mom can go or a dad can go and get out of the house and have her own workspace or his workspace, and the kids have premium sitters on the same location taking care of them. All the lifestyle amenities to support what a working mom or dad needs. So anything from...
children's laundry. That's a big one.
Kids' laundry.
You bring your kids' laundry. We get it done. You get your work done. You spend a little time with the kids. Go home and it's ready for you.
That's amazing.
Yeah, time management, organization, like a full concierge service to whatever the working parent needs to help them truly balance life and family.
Yeah, I mean, you're providing a solution for a very, very common problem that the professional parent has. So dive into that common problem a little bit more.
Well, both of us are work from home moms, and we both have worked at an office before and then also have worked from our houses. And basically, KidWork came about because we were both working at home and finding it really hard to balance the children's needs along with getting the needs done for work. Suddenly, a deadline comes up or they need a whole pro forma done overnight. And you're like, when am I going to do this? And even some of us have the nannies and the sitters. They're not always readily available. And let's be honest, when you're mom and you're home, they don't care who's with them. They want you.
What Kendra's also failing to mention are both she and I are full-on executives. Like, we are, we're at work from home moms, but we're running companies, basically. So to have that, to be like lifelong career gals and to have that as our calling card, and then to have this family, it's so hard to find the right balance of like, where do you put your focus or how do you achieve
and how do you actually balance it?
And I'm sure you feel guilty too on when you're in work,
you're
you want to be more with your kids and vice versa.
And that's the best part with KidWork. The way we've created this community is that I can get up every day, get dressed, we go to work, we're collaborating with other business like-minded people, but at the same time, I know my kids are happy, they're safe, they're being taken care of, and I can go and do a music class with them, come back and work on my own work, and then go and do an art class with them, and come back and get more work done.
And what she means by art and music and whatnot, literally pop into through the door to where they are.
The kids' space.
There's no time wasted on getting from A to B. Like, you're just in one concentrated area where really everything is readily available to you.
Oh,
and it becomes a mecca for collaborating with other like-minded parents. So instead of trying to find someone to work with you on a project, we're building a community of people that you can then pick from within your own workspace.
And like you said, you're career women aside from even this project. So tell me a little bit more about your full-time jobs right now.
So I am a couple of things. I wear a couple of hats. The main hat I wear right now is that I am a television producer. So I produce things like the Golden Globes and the Grammys. And then
I've heard of them. Amazing.
Those things. And then I also work on shows here and there. So I'm an independent television producer. I'm also the host of New Mom Diaries on TLC.com.
Cool.
And I do a lot. I speak to a lot of sort of mom expert-like editorial and segments and whatnot.
I love it. So
it's really exciting, but it also fills up my life, you know, and I have my child who I am the mother to 100% of the time.
So you guys really created Kid Work for yourselves.
Yeah. No joke. Yes.
And I left the hospitality industry. I used to run Sky Bar at Mondrian for about 15 years. When I got pregnant with my second child, I started doing hotel development, and I was working from home doing that. And then I have recently left that and started my own organizing company. So I am launching two companies at the same time.
Oh, that's incredible. So you're in that launch phase. That's a tricky stage. So Tell me a little bit about some of the obstacles you guys are encountering.
So we met a year ago, a little over a year ago now. We met on the Tyra Banks show,
The Fab Life.
Stop it. Really?
we were
both
two
guests?
New moms as guests, as mom hacks.
So fun.
In a mom hack segment. Yeah. And we got to talking, and we had that shared problem of I'm working from home, I'm isolated, I don't know what to do, I'm pulling out my hair, I can't get it done.
How are we balancing?
How do we do this? And she said, you know, I always had this idea of, and we were literally just shooting off the cuff. She said, I always had this idea of where I wanted to have a place where moms can go bring the kids and maybe get something else done. And I was like, I've always thought that too. Why isn't that there?
It was a beautiful collaboration. Yeah.
So I went home and really that stuck in my head. And I called her up a couple of weeks ago because I was writing a major television show from home with my new baby, you know, needing to be fed and cared for and nurtured. And I finally called her and I was like, dude.
Remember
what you said? Let's actually do that. Let's do that for not only us, but for the greater good of motherhood kind.
Yeah.
So that's how we ended up launching it. We just started going.
What were some of those first few steps that you had to take?
So I think that the first few steps
really
were
fine-tuning the concept.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? Was it food and beverage? No, thank you. You know, was it all these different things, fine-tuning it to really becoming a shared workspace that was just a really cool venue that we wanted to be at?
Yes.
Along with everything needed to make sure that the kids were safe and having a good time.
Yeah. Right. So what we did first was we honed in on the concept, but then it's really looking for mentors, essentially.
Yeah.
So
that was huge.
I have to say that my sister kind of is my personal mentor. My sister started her own tech company, and it was looking to her to kind of guide us on like what steps were. We didn't know how to start a company. My sister was like, you need to do X, Y, and Z. So
what were some of those things you learned from her that were really helpful?
Yeah, so it was basically forming the company.
Forming the company, but then also really doing the research to find out, yes, there's a need, but will people appreciate this need and then buy into it?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So a lot of that. This was us talking to people, surveying people, talking to mom groups, going to the Mommy and Me classes, because a lot of the times, too, the work-from-home mom may not be a full-time working mom, but may have things she needs to get done. So we also found that there's different membership levels we were able to create out of this, because it may not be the CEO mom that needs her own private office. There might be the playdate mom that needs to come in, have her kid be taken care of for a few hours, and get some things done for herself. So our realm of the working parent became much more broad. And we were really proactive, I'd say, and just as great at this. We created a newsletter. And so that way people signed up on our website, were able to kind of follow along with us. Then we were able to actually survey them, like especially looking for location. We both love certain styles and aesthetics and different areas of town. And either up one or either three would have been great for us. But what we were able to do was actually survey the moms that are interested in this and say, okay, where are you going to go? What's the most convenient for you? And once we got that answer, we were able to really streamline down on our location search to find what's going to work the best. So people from the Valley, from Hollywood, from Beverly Hills, from West Hollywood can all get there, and it's easy and convenient for them. Because if it's not easy and convenient, they're not coming.
Right.
And the whole point of it is for them to come, to use this as their own little club and their own bat cave, as we call it, for the working parent.
Oh, I love it. So where did you land up having the location?
So we are,
West Hollywood, definitely. It's Sunset and around Fairfax.
I say it like that because we want to be a little guarded with where we are, only because we're finalizing contracts and whatnot. But it'll be
Sunset and Fairfax region.
West Hollywood,
that's fantastic.
And what's so beautiful is another thing that I think entrepreneurs can take away is Kendra and I have to use what already existed in our lives to bring to this project. So if I'm good at marketing and how to market and turn that into a social conversation and start having that, you know, conversation online with new members via a newsletter, and she's amazing at operations and knows how to go into a space and how to build the environment of the space because of her past work. Like, I find that it really is like, up by your bootstraps, use what you got and move forward. Like, a true entrepreneur knows there is that sense, there might be that fear of fail, not a fear, but that. Yeah, that might be failure in
there
it.
There might be failure.
And you have to just forge ahead.
Well, and also having the passion and really the vision for what you're starting to believe in it no matter what. Because no matter how many other people believe in it, as we've found with potential investors, they all love the idea.
Yeah.
But they're like, get out, prove it, then we're your first phone call. So everyone else can believe it, but we really have had to be the champions. But no, this is huge. This is needed. It's missing in our society. And as you've seen, there's a huge movement right now for people, businesses, companies to realize the work-life balance is really important and having the family element with the career. And honestly,
and it positively benefits your bottom line.
100%. Yeah. When parents feel supported and can go and spend time with their families and not miss out on those moments with their kids, they also come back to work and are like, hey, I'll work later tonight because I was able to have a little more time yesterday with my family.
And also, the numbers in LA is pretty fascinating. There are 85,000 women in Los Angeles alone who have children 9 and under who work from home.
Wow.
We are like 45% of the workforce.
So you are tapping into a very good market.
Yes.
Cool. Well, we're going to take a quick break.
Okay.
And when we come back, we're going to talk more about that pre-launch stage with my guests, Kendra Cole-Hand and Jess Zeno, co-founders of KidWork LA. We are here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. This is Business Rockstars.
Fire the stockbroker and hire yourself. I'm Larry Levin, and I've been on the trading floor for 23 years. I was one of the biggest traders in the S&P pit. I'm also the president of Trading Advantage, a leading educational firm teaching people how to become professional day traders. Now, for a limited time, I'm offering one of the trading techniques I use to make $1.9 million for free. Get started right now by calling 800-914-5567. Leave your email address on my voicemail, and I'll email you my free trading technique and my daily insider market report at no cost to you. This is the very information I used to build my fortune.
I was getting ready to retire. I still needed to make extra income, but I didn't want to work for anyone else. Because of Larry and his excellent instructors, I could trade successfully for myself, and I'll never have to work for someone else again.
Fire the stockbroker and hire the most dependable person you know, you.
Again, call in the next 90 minutes. Leave your email address on my voicemail, 800-914-5567. 800-914-5567. Get started right now by calling 800-914-5567.
This is a help.
If you run your own business, when you're not on the job, you're on the road, in your van. Signs that say detour and do not enter are just plain bad for business. Well, here's a sign that's great for business. It says 0% financing and up to 2 years complimentary scheduled maintenance on Mercedes-Benz Sprinter or Metris vans. Powerful, capable, and affordable. That's Mercedes-Benz van power. With pioneering safety technologies and low total cost of ownership, Mercedes-Benz vans are the right choice for your business. Check out the full lineup of Mercedes-Benz vans starting at just $25,995. 0% financing and up to 2 years complimentary scheduled maintenance. That's van power for all. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
Starting ad price refers to base model Metris worker cargo van. Excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Please see your dealer or go to mvvans.com for further details and exclusions.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this?
Mm.
How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
To inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. This is Business Rockstars, and my guests here today, Kendra Cole Hand and Jess Zeno, they're the co-founders of KidWork LA. You're in that pre-launch stage. The space will open up, what, in fall?
Fall 2017.
Very exciting.
So take your kid to work every day.
Yes. Yes. Well, we just took a little break, and during that break, we were just talking about how this is kind of a no-brainer to give working moms the space that they can go and also make sure that their kids are taken care of, right?
I think for the first time in the history of working, women really take up, you know, the working mothers take up 40% of the workspace.
Yeah.
We have to dedicate our life, being a mother and being a working mother, yeah. We have to dedicate 100% to our families and our children. And we have young children, so even more so, dare I say.
Yeah.
And then 100% to our jobs, because that's our living and our sort of daily bread. How do you find that balance of work and family so that you have the support? Isn't it?
And I think we're learning more and more that there's no one size fits all to the workplace.
Not
and
right.
There are multiple different ways of doing it. And women are really, really bringing a new way to the table that works.
And we know a lot of women personally that have been able to go to their companies and say, listen, this isn't working. I can't be here all day, every day and still support my family and their needs. So a lot of companies, too, are now allowing the working mother to take a day, work from home, take 2 days a week and work from home. And once they're home now, they need something to do to be able to spend time with the kids and still get their work done.
Yes.
And that's where KidWork comes
Working
in.
From home is pretty difficult when the babies are
It's
around.
Real.
Like, who are we kidding?
You
like, you don't even get the job done.
And
right.
Good luck
so
to
this
you.
Is a dream for the entrepreneurial mom.
This is a dream for Kendra and
I. But it's also a dream for any working mom, not
yes.
even entrepreneurs. But it's, yes, definitely a haven for entrepreneurs, but just any parent, dads are included too,
yeah.
that needs to get their job done
yes.
and still wants to be around their kids.
I was telling Kendra, it's funny because we live in separate sections of Los Angeles, but we really, so she sort of identifies with the Beverly Hills mom, West Hollywood mom, whereas I identify more with the Silver Lake mom or the Hollywood mom. So we have a really nice rounded demographic that
yeah.
we both speak to, but within these places, you know, my friends are running Hollywood. Literally showrunners and
yeah.
producers of Hollywood writing with their baby on their boob and writing television shows that everyone's watching.
Yeah.
That woman needs a place to go.
No
that's
kidding.
Not her couch. You know?
Yeah.
So
well, I love that you touched on that you guys are very complimentary because I interview
yeah.
obviously a lot of entrepreneurs and the ones with co-founders I think do best when they have complementary skill sets and different backgrounds and all
we,
of that.
We balance each other so well. Like it's kind of one of those things that many people have asked, like, oh, how's your partner? How does it to work with each other? I'm like, It's amazing because our backgrounds are so different, and what we each bring to the company is very different and unique that it just balances.
I can literally cry. I love this girl so much. Like, we truly are. Our separate skill set comes together as a whole.
It's amazing.
So it was cool.
What unique skills do you have that you bring to the table, and what do you
have? So I think with my hospitality background, it's really about creating a space with an energy and a vibe, and also the hospitality business of touching people, making sure that they're happy, the customer service aspect, and then running a business, the pro forma, the P&L, all the financials, managing the staff, managing the employees, keeping them inspired, because at the end of the day, they're an extension of us and they're representatives of us for Kid Work. So that's what I'm really bringing. And
she's great at the operational. She understands it from top to bottom. And even outside of work, she like throws fantastic kids parties, fantastic, just come over and have a little like
pizza party.
She's so good at creating that tone. Mm-hmm. Kid Work really for us, it's so important that we get that right vibe where a woman feels inspired, where she can come in, but also kick off her shoes and go into the little nook with the couch and like settle in and do her work.
Yeah, like we're inviting you into our home.
So Kendra,
super comfortable.
Kendra Ran was the GM of like a major lifestyle brand for many, many years and was successful at it. We're bringing that success to Kid Work. We're creating that success in Kid Work. And then for me, well, I'm just basically
the creative
machine. I don't stop the thinking. So anything that is based in the creativity of it, what we can offer the mother across the board, what it looks like, how we present ourselves, what we need to do to make it the success, reaching out to relationships, building the relationship, that's all me.
Yeah. You know, we often talk about brand here and at Business Rockstars, and that's a hard thing to like bring down to earth. It's very abstract. How do you describe a brand? So tell me how you guys would describe your brand.
That's an interesting question.
I mean, I feel like it is just our elevator pitch in the sense of we're a shared workspace for members that has a kid care component. But with that brand, it's family meets business.
Yeah. I think that she's on point
very mission driven. Yeah. A lot of times people think of their brand from the standpoint of what's the mission behind it. And then that influences so many of the decisions, like how you're going to decorate your space, the language you're going to use in your newsletter and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Interesting to speak to brand, because I do want to bring this part up, which is that we're not a storefront that people can just pop in every day. We are a membership-based community, at least for this flagship, to work out our kinks. So we're basically curating who is in the space. Our flagship is a little smaller than we think will grow out to be. So at this present moment, we really take the woman who can maybe have both the membership and also maybe she does have a nanny that she keeps on or doesn't or whatnot. So our price point is that of...
Well, it's a mesh because we have the play date, we have the part-time parent, the full-time parent, and the CEO parent.
So you cater to different
parents. So we cater to different elements.
Yeah, we do.
Our price point really came in at the fact that you could actually do away with your nanny and your nanny costs associated or your childcare costs now is inclusive of office space to use.
And it's very expensive to have a nanny
or an office.
So we have come up with price points that are inclusive of that. So it might be where, you know, I might keep a sitter on the weekends to help for date nights here and there or girls' nights out. But then during the weekdays, my kids are going to go to Kid Work. Even as the kids get a little bit older, they can still come. There's going to be a homework room.
Yeah.
So maybe you're 7 years old and mom or dad still need to get some work done while you're there. So you've got an area to go and a space to be in so you don't feel like you're hanging out with the babies.
Right.
But then the mom that has the young baby
can pump and nap and all of those things.
And obviously you guys have a big vision for where you want this to go. Right now you're starting, as all businesses do, with step one, and that's opening the first location,
your flagship.
But then you want to expand.
So
tell me a little bit about the vision.
We want to be very neighborhood centric. Like, I don't think as a working mom, I'm going to drive across town to go to my office space. And by choice, I don't think anyone would choose to do that ever. So our first one's West Hollywood, and I feel like that feeds to a certain demographic.
It's very low L.A. centric.
Very LA-centric.
We can really cater to Beverly Hills mom, the West Hollywood
and
mom.
And then making it specific, going to Venice, going to the West Side, going to the Valley, going downtown, creating those as kind of our next layer of destinations.
Yes.
And then once we mention this to people, we've had friends past coworkers, investors say, I want one in New York. I want one in London.
Chicago.
How do we do this? Chicago, San Francisco.
Yeah.
So our goal really is to then get to all the major cities and feed the need.
Awesome. You guys are such the dynamic duo. Thank you so much. I can see why you make a good pair.
Yay.
Thank you for having
good
us.
Good luck this with everything.
Great.
I love your concept.
Thank you. So excited
to see where it goes.
Thank you so much, guys.
Thank you.
Kendra Colehand and Jess Zeno, co-founders of KidWork LA. We are here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. This is Business Rockstars.
If you could predict how long you'll live, would you? I'm Dr. Borenstein, and this is Dr. Beyond Call. Scientists say all you need is a treadmill, a heart monitor, and a calculator to predict whether you'll be alive a decade from now. The test, named Fit Treadmill Score, is a measure of your overall fitness. This involves 3-minute trials on a treadmill with increasing speeds and degree of incline. Johns Hopkins cardiologist looked at 58,000 stress tests and created a simple formula to tell you how likely you are to die over the next 10 years. Findings supported what we suspected all along. Fitness level is the most powerful indicator of death and survival.
Now, the club for Biz Talk Radio listeners and your biz. The Biz TV Club is where you can watch some of your favorite Biz Talk Radio hosts and others on the go, on demand, on Android, desktop, Roku, and more. Never miss an episode of your favorite Biz TV shows and have the 24/7 Biz Talk Radio stream at your fingertips. Watch anytime, anywhere for just $5.95 a month with a free trial by using promo code RADIO. Go to BizRadioClub.com.
Welcome to Geico's Motorcycle Meanderings.
Oh man, this is great. I sure saved a lot of money by switching to Geico. I scored some big savings, and now I can use their mobile app 24/7 for all sorts of stuff. Life just makes sense now. You know what doesn't make sense? If a car is called a horseless carriage, why isn't a motorcycle called a horseless horse? Maybe it would just be adding insult to injury for the out-of-work horses.
Geico Motorcycle. Savings that make sense.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-373-0345. That's 800-373-0345. Again, 800-373-0345.
Do you want to fly somewhere? Anywhere in the world? Smart travelers call myflightsearch.com for the best deals on flight tickets. Going to Manila, Bangkok, London, how about Singapore? Call myflightsearch.com for the lowest flight tickets available. What about a local vacation? Let's say you want to fly to Vegas, Orlando, Miami, Los Angeles, or Denver. Pick up the phone and call myflightsearch.com right now. We have exclusive deals that you can't find anywhere else. The only way you can get these low airline prices is by calling us. We have so many low prices available, we can't possibly tell them to you right here and now. If you're flying somewhere anytime in the next 6 months and you want the lowest airline ticket prices anywhere, you owe it to yourself to save a ton of money. So pick up your cell phone and call myflightsearch.com right now.
Call 800-303-3398. 800-303-3398. That's 800-303-3398. Call now. 800-303-3398.
Now let's go to Mark Lack.
I'm Mark Lack. This is Business Rockstars. We're here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. Joining us right now is Ryan Hudson, the co-founder of Honey. Pleasure to have you on the show with us, brother.
Pleasure to be here.
So your company, Honey, break it down for us. What do you guys do?
Yeah, so Honey is a set of tools that makes it really easy for everybody to shop like a coupon expert. So we have a browser extension that we launched about 4 years ago that everybody's kind of encountered the situation. You're checking out, you hit the coupon code box page while you're checking out, and all of a sudden you have to decide if you're getting ripped off and you're just going to go check out, or you should go on that painful journey of trying to find a coupon code. And so what Honey does is it's a browser extension that you install one time. And when you hit that page, Honey pops out and gives you the option to try every single coupon code out there against your cart, and it picks out the best one. So we launched it 4 years ago, and now we have over 2 million people saving millions of dollars every month.
That's very cool, bro. How'd you come up with that idea? Was this one of those ideas you had in the shower? Were you the guy sick and tired of not finding
I was the guy who was cheap and lazy. I was buying a pizza online and had been playing around with browser extensions as a tech platform and was frustrated that I wasn't going to go search to maybe save a dollar on that pizza. And so that night, after the kids went to bed, I hacked together the prototype for what would become Honey and started showing people. And they're like, that's awesome. Can I have it? Like, even before it was a product that was available, and kind of knew that there was something there.
So you're pretty young. You have kids?
I'm older than I look. I have three kids.
Wow.
Yeah.
How is it being an entrepreneur who also has three kids? I know that they're both full-time jobs, so.
Yeah, and it's definitely its own set of challenges, but hopefully doing okay on both fronts.
Yeah. What are you most excited about? We were just kind of talking a little bit about how big you see Honey being able to impact the world. So how big do you see this thing going? How excited are you about it?
I'm very excited. I think we have a very interesting position where there's a lot of companies out there using big data technologies to empower merchants to target users more and more precisely. There's not really anybody out there that's using the same set of tools to empower users to make better decisions. Yeah. And so what we think we can do with Honey is be that company that helps consumers make better shopping decisions.
How do you protect yourself, your company, from anyone coming in and doing the same thing? Is there proprietary technology that makes it so somebody else can't write a similar algorithm code that pulls all of these coupon codes?
I'm smiling because we actually filed a patent application before we launched the product, and that's in the works. But there are several people who are doing similar things to what we do. I think not as well, but
Were you guys the first ones in the marketplace?
We were, yeah.
Okay, so is that beneficial or not? Because sometimes they say, you know, what is it, the pioneers get the arrows in the back? Like,
I think we've been able to put together a really, really strong team, and I think we're running pretty quickly out in front of people who are trying to copy. So I think when you see people that are copying what you do exactly, it's on the one hand, it's annoying, but it's also validation that you're onto something.
That you're onto something. That's
and I think the things that we are working on to do next are things that become even harder for other people to keep up with.
So 4 years, you guys have been doing this with Honey. Mm-hmm. What did you do before that? I mean, you got three kids now, so did you have another company before this one, and then you went into this, or what happened?
Yeah, I've been working on companies off and on for most of my career. Okay. So I was working immediately before this on some things that didn't work.
Which is fine, most entrepreneurs do.
I think you have to have that mindset when you start anything. Like, statistically, it's very likely that whatever you're working on is going to fail. So be in a position where you have the opportunity to try multiple things is kind of how I've thought about it. Mm. Doing startups is something I've always wanted to do, and the part that kind of pulled me in was I like creating things and building, and it felt like the most leveraged, high-impact way to do that. And so it was something I knew I wanted to do, but with any particular swing of the bat, it's likely you're going to strike out. And so be prepared for that, too, emotionally and financially and everything.
Well, I like that you said that, because most entrepreneurs think that the first thing they do has to be successful, and that's not the case. What are some of the companies that you did have prior to Honey that ultimately failed but were lessons for you?
Sure, yeah. So the first company I started way back in 2003 was a digital camera rental company, and we shipped boxes of digital cameras around the country for events like weddings. So people at the time were using cardboard disposable film cameras. People still used film back then. They didn't share pictures online.
Yeah, and so that was like right when it started to get big, digital cameras.
Yeah, and so we were the first that were doing that. Had some people copy that business as well. but learned a lot along the way.
So, why do you think it ultimately didn't work out?
This is an interesting one. It simply came down to cash flow. And in the wedding business, which was the primary customer set, time between deciding to use us and actually delivering the service was at times more than a year. And so any cash that was invested in marketing got sunk into the business for a long period of time, which kind of inhibited how quickly you could grow.
Which is some interesting stuff to think about, because most people wouldn't recognize by the time they engage with a client that they had to pay money to generate the lead, how long until they buy. And if they don't.
And we thought it was great. Like, oh, we deliver the service and we get paid like before we ship the cameras by a month. People are paying in advance. That's great. But that marketing piece ultimately inhibited the growth a lot.
Well, that sounds like a pretty wild journey to go on, to invest all that time in building a company just to have to learn that the hard way. So what do you feel like is maybe one of the craziest or toughest or wildest experiences on your journey so far as an entrepreneur?
The craziest is really now.
So right now, year four?
It's right now. Year four of Honey. So we launched it 4 years ago, and the investment community wasn't particularly excited about the opportunity like we were. We knew that there was something interesting here, but it took 2.5 years of bootstrapping before we got to a scale where it started to attract any attention from the investment community.
Co-founder of Honey, Ryan Hudson, is joining us. We're here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. I'm Mark Lack. This is Business Rockstars. What do you feel like are three things that ultimately any beginning entrepreneur or aspiring entrepreneur who will eventually get into the game, what are three things they all need to know? You've been doing this for what, over a decade, being an entrepreneur?
I have. I think the biggest thing, and I hinted at it earlier, is you have to be willing to take that first step knowing it's likely that you're not going to succeed at what you're exactly trying to do right at that moment. But ultimately, all of those failures that I had before and companies that didn't work out taught me things that are making it a lot easier to do what we're doing now. And so I approached it from the beginning as this is part of an education process. Any time and effort that I lost was an investment in myself and getting better at doing this thing, starting companies, building products that I ultimately wanted to do.
Okay, so summing that up into a shorter phrase, what would number one be? So three things every entrepreneur needs to know. What was the first one?
Take the first step.
Okay.
Second one would be know that you're going to fail.
Very important, because it's true.
Be comfortable with that. It's like managing your own psychology is a very challenging thing to do as an entrepreneur in particular, but probably as a person in general. Yeah. But being aware of what your emotional state is and what the impact of that is on the rest of your team. It can make a difference in how you handle different challenges as they come up.
So some people say that great products don't make money, great marketing does, but you're kind of saying the opposite. And I agree that at the end of the day, if you have a great product, it speaks for itself and word of mouth can kick in. And sometimes we see great products make no money, and sometimes we see great products that make all their money and they have no marketing. So do you believe that the great product can stand alone without great marketing, or do you need both?
I think it helps to have both. I think if I had to choose one, I'd choose product every time. And that, maybe that's just reflection on why I'm an entrepreneur and the type of company we are. We're very product and engineering led. We just like building stuff. So it's a different sort of focus, and we see that in our team mix today. It's still way over half product engineering people. So,
well, what are you guys doing for company culture? I mean, you said that you guys grew to 45 people now, and you did that in 4 years. So start to get a team of that size, company culture starts to be something you really start to notice. So what are you guys doing that you feel like makes your company awesome for company culture?
I don't know if there's any one thing, but my favorite part is the emergent company culture. So it's just get together a bunch of people that are all excited about building cool things together, and it kind of takes on a life of its own. See things happen that were not like instructed or directed by anything we were doing. But I guess part of that's just making sure you find people who are excited about the core company mission and the type of things that you're doing. And maybe the rest takes care of itself. Or this is a phase that I haven't done before and there's a lot to learn left.
What is the mission and vision of the company?
The mission's really about, I think, distill it down into creating abundance for everybody. And what that means is making it so that scarcity isn't something people are dealing with. And so we have a product that makes it easier for people to use their resources more effectively. And ultimately, I think that makes a better world.
You said a cool number earlier, and I'll ask it now. How much money are you guys saving on a monthly basis for your customers?
I have to check the latest, but it's over $5 million a month.
Wow. Possibly. Directly in savings to the customers?
Directly in savings, yeah.
Wow. And you guys get your percentage off of that? Off the savings or off the transaction?
It's off the transaction. So we work through an affiliate business model.
Okay.
But we also have a cashback loyalty program. So in addition to the coupons, we actually rebate money to our users as well. So kind of combined a lot of different ways to save and made it really easy.
Awesome, brother. Well, there's not many people that come on the show that I say, I'll be using this product at some time. So yours is one of those.
All right. Well, I didn't drop the URL. Joinhoney.com is the website.
Joinhoney.com. I'm going to go straight to it, brother.
Great.
Thanks.
You.
I'm Mark Lack. This is Business Rockstars, connecting a community of entrepreneurs. You can join us on Facebook, Twitter, and online at businessrockstars.com.
Can you make the impossible possible? What happens when experts say it can't be done? I'm Alex Worley with the Business Rockstars Minute. We can learn so much from entrepreneurs from the past. One of the most interesting entrepreneurial stories is how King Gillette, founder of the Gillette Razor, invented the disposable razor. In 1985, Gillette had an epiphany. If he could design a small, thin metal sheet that had a sharp edge, he could produce a safety razor blade that could be thrown away when it got dull and easily replaced. Gillette met with several metal experts at MIT who all said that his idea would be impossible, that it could not be done. It took Gillette 6 years to find an engineer who could produce the so-called impossible blade. 8 years after Gillette came up with the initial idea, he finally produced the first Gillette razor. Today, the Gillette brand is valued over $16 billion. So with enough perseverance and hard work, you can make the impossible possible. I'm Alex Worley, and this has been a Business Rockstars Minute.
Message and data rates may apply.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, text DISCOVER to 79645. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates and why ASU is ranked in the nation's top 10 for preparing graduates for jobs, ahead of MIT, Columbia, and UCLA. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU online degrees, text DISCOVER to 79645. That's DISCOVER to 79645.
You shouldn't have to choose a random lawyer who charges expensive hourly rates when you need legal help. But the legal system is so complicated, what other choice do you have when you need help with your business or want to protect your family? Start with LegalZoom. They make it easy. For more than a decade, they've provided a way for regular people like you and me to confidently navigate the legal system. LegalZoom's not a law firm, and that's how they provide such great value. They don't rely on charging you by the hour. Instead, you'll get transparent pricing and customer reviews so you know exactly what you're getting up front. If you need help with incorporation, LLCs, trademarks, last wills, living trusts, and more, LegalZoom's the smart choice. They've got the right people on hand to answer your questions. And if you need legal advice, their network of independent attorneys can provide the straightforward guidance you need in most states. Don't let legal hurdles become an excuse. Go to LegalZoom.com today to start building your own future the right way. To save even more, enter ROCKSTAR in the referral box at checkout. That's LegalZoom.com.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction, Hope, and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction, Hope, and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588.
Now let's go to Mark Lack.
How can events help you grow your business? I'm Mark Lack. This is Business Rockstars. We're here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. Joining us to help elaborate and answer that question for us is Sarah Shuey. She's the CEO of Happily. It's a pleasure to have you on the show with us.
It's great to be here.
How can we use events to help us grow our business? I know that you're an expert on this, and that's what your company does. So what do we do?
Yeah, thanks. We live in the age of technology where everybody's connecting through a like.
We're hiding behind our phones.
Yeah, exactly. The glow of the mobile screen.
Yeah. We don't even want to do phone calls anymore. We'd rather text, right?
Exactly. So events really helps make really important, lasting relationships that can really take your business and really give it a lot of longevity with some of your most important clients.
So I'm a business owner, or maybe I'm an aspiring entrepreneur. What is the first way that I should either go to an event? What type of event should I attend? Am I creating my own event? Help me out here.
Yeah, I think the thing is everybody's been to an event, right? Like you've had a birthday, right? So, if you're starting out, I think going to
conferences, networking events
where there are other CEOs or people who are interested in thinking about the same things as you are.
That's it right there. Context. You're not just going to an event. You're going to an event that's related to either what you're doing or what you want to do. Is that correct?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Be strategic with your time because that one can take you pretty far, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But these conferences and these networking events, when you're in person, people start sharing like their secrets, their secret processes, and especially
when they meet you, though, right?
Exactly.
Like, I actually know who you are. I actually like you. We're building rapport. Let me share some secrets. Versus over social media, it's like there's an element of rapport that I feel like you can't really connect as fast or as deep without being face to face.
Yeah, you don't really know who you're dealing with, when it's there's Instagram in between you.
Yeah.
A coffee, a drink, right? That actually helps fuel, loosen the tongue and start, sharing ideas.
Do you have advice for the person who maybe it doesn't have to do with hosting your own event? Because let's be honest, they're really tough to do. Even if it's a small event, I won't even get to the large scale. We do an event every year that costs $1.2 million. So I know how difficult it is. It takes us an entire year to put the $1.2 million together to put the event on for 500, 600 people. Even the small events, though, with 50 to 100 people, are very difficult to put on. So let's not talk about that yet. Let's just talk about for the person who's going to start attending events, because that's probably the most easy thing for the general public of aspiring entrepreneurs and entrepreneurs to do. Do you have any networking tips?
Yeah, say your first and last name when you introduce yourself to people, and your company name and what you do right off the bat. Just that intro is really helpful. And then I always follow up with, you know, asking the person their first and last name, what their company does. And then
if they don't already have a name tag on.
Even still, you know, I make them tell me. And then ask how you can help. So give, you know, the more that you give, you're going to get back. Listen to the problems that they're trying to solve. Listen to what they're thinking about. And it helps you understand how much time you actually like want to and can allocate to this person.
With that person, yeah.
As well. So it's, you know, it is self-serving when you ask someone how you can help them.
Yeah, I mean, I think something that was a really interesting distinction for me is that every act of contribution is self-serving because it feels good. No matter what, you are giving in some way, shape, or form because of how it's going to make you feel.
Yes, absolutely.
And so I love what you also said, which is you're there to add value. I think a lot of people have the preconceived notion that you're there to network, to meet people that you can get something from. But a mentor of mine shared with me that if you look at networking and people as bank accounts, you can never get a withdrawal before making a deposit.
Right.
And so simply look at people that you want to make a deposit in that you feel will pay the largest return, short term or long term.
Right.
Is that a good, do you
like
that one?
No, I think
that was something
great.
That my mentor shared with me, and I was like, wow, that's like such a great way to look at networking.
Yeah, I mean, people can feel it when you're there to just take from them, you know? So change that mindset, and you'll actually have people offering to help you.
Yeah, it's just the law of reciprocity. Right? Add value, and they're going to feel in some way, shape, or form obligated almost to return value back to you. CEO of Happily, Sarah Hsu, is joining us. We're here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. I'm Mark Lack. This is Business Rockstars, and we're talking about how events can help you grow your business and your company. We've gone over some very practical steps so far. What's maybe some of the more tactical things that you feel like we haven't covered about how events can help somebody grow their business?
Yeah, I think that if you want to grow your customer base, events can be an incredible way to do that and get the word out. You know, every time that you invite somebody to your event, you send an invitation out, you send a save the date out. You actually have about 10 touch points before before the actual event happens. So just having the opportunity to relate with that person over and over and over again really helps cement your brand with your customer base. And then if you're being really smart about getting them to share and invite other people, you know, your event is really beautiful and it's so great and it's fun, they take a picture and they post it on their social media following. It helps grow your brand and grow your business with their networks. And you're getting this endorsement, from these customers that you really care about in their communities just by, you know, simply entertaining and hosting them and letting them know that you appreciate them.
So you've been doing events. I'm sure you've come across the whole sponsorship thing many, many times.
Yeah.
Advice for people to go out and capitalize on getting their first sponsors who haven't done it before?
Listen, you know, go to your sponsor and say, here's what my goal is. Mm. Here's how much money we're spending, right? And then shut up and listen. Listen to what they think is interesting. Do they think the guest count is interesting, right? Do they think the goal is big enough? And they'll tell you, you know, what they can and they can't do. And so you listen to what the parameters are of the sponsor, and you think about what you can give and, you know, what you need to pull back on.
Do you tell them, here's what we're looking to get? Like, you know, a lot of times I do these business events, and very commonly a company named Infusionsoft is always there. And so I'm curious for you, like, do you go and do you ask them, like, here's, we're charging 35 grand or 10 grand or 5 grand? How do you come up with price?
It depends on the person. We have a formula where you come up with the price based on your expenses.
Yeah.
No, I tend to not put a number on because I just feel like it's shooting myself in the foot. Like, why ask for, you know, 35,000 if they can give me 350?
Yeah.
And it turns into a conversation about a series
of things. Start the
negotiations. Yeah. Okay. So no, I don't. I more talk about the opportunity and the ways that we're thinking about engagement.
I love that. Well, I'm gonna have to make sure the team turns this into a blog post about how events can help you grow your business.
Hire us.
I love that. I'm Mark Lack. This is Business Rockstars, connecting a community of entrepreneurs is what we do. You can join us on Facebook, Twitter, and online at businessrockstars.com.
This information is given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged in rendering legal, accounting, business, or other professional advice. Since the details of your situation are unique, you should additionally seek the advice and services of a competent professional.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. And we have great rates for smokers, too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Hi, I'm Kimberly Williams Paisley. When my mother was diagnosed with dementia, we didn't know where to turn. For my family, the decision to move her into long-term care was heart-wrenching. From the start, I wish we'd known about the National Association of Insurance Commissioners.
BizTalk Radio,